I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 24th. A consultant is recommending that the salary for the Quincy mayor's position increase from the current $151,000 a year to between $300,000 and $370,000 per year. Dormanson Consulting Group made a presentation to the City Council this week that showed mayor's salaries in similar-sized communities are much higher than in Quincy. City Council Finance Committee Chairman Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy said the mayor's salary should be reviewed. City councilors cannot add money to the city budget, only make cuts. The mayor's salary in Quincy has not changed since 2015. Mayoral spokesman Chris Walker said Mayor Thomas Koch would take the consultant's report under consideration. Quincy's new Invasive Species Management Committee will hold its first meeting today. The Department of Natural Resources is forming the committee to target invasive vegetation in the city's parks, playgrounds, and other public spaces. Commissioner Dave Murphy says volunteers are being sought to help remove poison ivy, bittersweet, knotweed, phragmite, Norway maples, and other invasive plants. The committee will also be tasked with educating the public about invasive species. The city's environmental scientist, Heather Liss, and urban forester Mike Casanelli will help oversee the new committee. Murphy is targeting this year's Cleaner, Greener Quincy event on May 4th as a joint effort between the new committee and volunteers to target particular parks and open spaces. The committee will meet tonight at 7 at the Parks and Recreation Department for introductions, a review of goals and objectives, and a discussion of potential projects this year. Todd Angeli, who has performed the national anthem at Boston Bruins home games since 2019, will sing the Star Spangled Banner at Quincy College's commencement exercises on May 17th at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. Angeli, who earned his bachelor's in music from Plymouth State University in New Hampshire, and also studied in the opera program at the New England Conservatory of Music. He had served as an occasional fill-in for longtime Bruins anthem singer Rene Roncourt, and upon Roncourt's retirement 5 years ago, assumed the role full-time. Angeli has performed the anthem for all five New England professional sports teams. He has a background in the criminal justice system and currently serves as Director of Workforce Development for the Mass Executive Office of Public Safety and Security. A Dorchester man has been charged with breaking into at least one car in Quincy early yesterday and may be charged with other break-ins. Police say 40-year-old Huey Nugent broke into a vehicle parked near 147 Farrington Street in Wollaston just before 1:30 yesterday morning. A man called police after spotting Nugent rummaging through a vehicle. Officers stopped him a short distance away and recovered a wallet, credit cards, glasses, and other items that were stolen from the vehicle. Police believe Nugent's responsible for breaking into several cars in the same neighborhood. He faces charges in Quincy District Court. A former Weymouth police officer who was charged with punching a man while he was in custody pleaded guilty to a federal charge yesterday. Justin Chappell resigned from the Weymouth Police Department after being notified he was facing termination for the incidents, which occurred on July 2nd of 2022. Chappell was accused of punching the man about 13 times without legal justification during an arrest. Body cam footage of the incident was released last year. Chappell and other patrolmen responded to a report of an intoxicated man identified as Donald McAdam causing a disturbance. McAdam was allegedly uncooperative, resisted arrest, and spit on officers. Once at the cruiser, McAdam, who was handcuffed, appears to resist once again before Chappell punches him repeatedly in the face and head. Chappell pleaded guilty to one federal count of deprivation of rights. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, a sentencing hearing will be held on July 16th. Police in Norwell say that some women are being targeted inside popular stores such as Home Goods while their purses are in their shopping carts. According to authorities, the thefts occur at different locations across town and are not specific to one business. It is unclear how many thefts have occurred or how many victims there are. In all the incidents, however, police say the victims put their purses inside of a shopping cart. Surveillance video at a few locations allegedly shows the suspects wandering around a store once looking for a target. In most of the cases, police say those who had their wallets stolen didn't immediately realize it had happened because their purses were still in the shopping cart. It gives the suspects time to leave the store and charge items at different locations. Norwell is not the only community with the problem. Authorities say similar incidents have occurred all over Massachusetts, and that the suspects are not from the South Shore. Investigators say they don't believe the suspects connected to the cases in Norwell are the same in other South Shore communities. Anybody with information is asked to contact Norwell police. In a special town meeting on Monday night, Marshfield voters chose not to rezone to comply with the state law meant to allow for more multifamily housing in commuting communities. Marshfield rejected the zoning changes required by the MBTA Communities Act by a vote of 169 to 289. The act was passed by Governor Baker and requires most municipalities in eastern Massachusetts to rezone certain areas to allow multifamily housing. The state says 177 MBTA communities, further classified as rapid transit, adjacent commuter rail, and small town adjacent communities, are required to rezone. Marshfield is one of 58 other communities designated as an adjacent community under the 2021 law. Adjacent communities and commuter rail communities, such as neighboring Scituate, are required to comply by the end of this year. Last year, a dozen rapid transit communities, such as Brookline, Newton, and Braintree, faced a December 31st, 2023 deadline. Milton, the only rapid transit community out of compliance, initially rezoned to accommodate additional multifamily housing last year, but reversed their decision at a special town vote in February. Milton, home to the Mattapan Trolley, is facing legal and financial consequences from the state. Milton will miss out on state grants due to their vote. The Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit against the town in February. Marshfield Town Council Robert Galvin said that while the state was disappointed to hear about Marshfield's vote, the AG's office won't sue the town until after the deadline. Now, fearing closures and service reductions, a coalition plans standouts over the next week at Steward Healthcare Hospitals in Massachusetts. It is calling on elected officials to help secure new hospital owners, saying that failure is not an option. Rallies are planned outside Steward hospitals in Taunton, Brockton, Methuen, Haverhill, Fall River, Dorchester, and Brighton. The Our Community, Our Hospital Coalition is also promoting a petition calling for the transition of Steward hospitals to new nonprofit ownership and a commitment to ensure the continuation of care services for 200,000 people in Steward zones. Coalition says it includes labor, community, and faith-based groups, but a complete list of member groups was not available. The Massachusetts Nurses Association has been involved with outreach, and the union 1199 SEIU is also listed as a contact on the coalition website. State officials have sharply criticized Steward's management and say they're working behind the scenes on contingency plans to safeguard health care. But the coalition, citing an April 30th Steward loan agreement deadline, says the communities remain in the dark on long-term solutions to protect the future of care across the Commonwealth. The coalition held a Morton Hospital community rally yesterday on the Taunton Green. Rallies today in Brockton, Haverhill, Methuen, Fall River, and Dorchester tomorrow, and a rally in front of St. Elizabeth's in Brighton next Monday are all planned. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 263 points. The NASDAQ is up 245, and the S&P rose 59. Asian stocks followed Wall Street higher. The currencies are up and oil is at $83 a barrel. sports, Cleveland beat the Red Sox 4-1. Series continues in Cleveland tonight at 6:10. And in the playoffs, Bruins are at Toronto 7 o'clock tonight for Game 3. The series tied up at one game apiece. The Celtics, their Game 2 against the Heat, the Garden, tonight at 7. Boston leads that series 1-0. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, showers and a high 60. Showers this evening, a low 43. Sunshine returns tomorrow with a high 54. Sunny on Friday, high 58. And beautiful Saturday, sunny, high 64. Out on the water, waves a couple of feet. South wind right now at 10 knots becomes southwest, gusting to 20 knots later today. High tide, 12:44 p.m. Sunrise, 5:48. Sets at 7:36. Traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 12:30 p.m. and Thursday at 11:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 24th.